This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You're listening to the Capricorn Experience. Listen, we're talking about something quite important today, and that is the transmission of disease to another person. What the law says about that. Attorney Harvey Mohuba from Mohuba and Partners is joining me on the line this morning. Good morning and welcome to Capricorn FM. How are you doing?
Good morning, Sister Dania. I can't complain. Thanks for having me here and letting me get our listeners.
So how do courts determine whether the transmission of an illness was intentional, negligent, or simply an unfortunate circumstance?
It's one of the most complex areas of law.
Okay.
Because the court simply needs to balance four things at the same time, right?
Okay.
Your right to private, your right to make your own choices, protecting public health, and at the same time your responsibility to the people around you.
Mm.
But the law will require evidence, but and generally you will consider knowledge of the condition. Like, did the person know or reasonably ought to have known that they were carrying the illness?
Mm.
Right. And then they'll go further to their state of mind. Was there an intention to infect another person, or was there a failure to take reasonable precautions? So those are the things that the court will look at. But then it goes further, and I think this is where now it gets a little bit difficult and interesting. It looks at causation. Can it be proven that the illness was transmitted by the accused person?
Ooh.
So just because today I'm clean, then I get in contact with someone who has a certain disease, right? It cannot automatically be assumed that the disease was transmitted by him. It should be proven. So the legal question is not simply whether disease was transmitted. The real question is, what did the person know? What did they do? And what harm resulted from those actions?
Talking about what the person knew, what role then does disclosure play in these cases? And does a person have a legal duty to inform others about a serious illness before engaging in activities that could expose them to risk?
The disclosure also it's a central issue, because, I mean, informed consent can only exist where a person has sufficient information to make a decision about their own health and safety, right? But the law generally recognizes that individuals have a right to make informed choices regarding risks that may affect them.
Mm.
So when a person knows that they have a serious, easily transmitted illness, and engage in conduct that could expose another person to that risk, failure to disclose that information may become an important factor when determining liability. But at the same time, it is like, people living with serious illness enjoy constitutional rights to dignity, privacy, and equality. So you can see that the law values both privacy and accountability. The challenge is finding the correct balance between the individual's right to confidentiality.
Sure. So this is a very complex situation, because now if you have to balance all four of those pillars that you spoke about, I think it might, do we see a lot of convictions or a lot of people found guilty of intentionally or even knowingly infecting another person, whether it was intentional or not? Because then you ask yourself, what penalties could a person face if they are found legally responsible for intentionally or negligently transmitting a serious or life-threatening illness?
The consequences are very serious, and they might arise both in criminal and in civil law.
Okay.
Right? I mean, if we look at the criminal side, well, of course, depending on the facts, charges relating to assault, grievous bodily harm, looking at the evidence itself and the legal requirements, if are met, a person might face those kind of charges. And on the civil side, an affected party may institute a claim for damages, which might even include medical expenses if they had to go through checkups, things like that, loss of income, pain and suffering, emotional distress, and any other directly linked to the transmission.
Sure. Yeah, it's a difficult one, but you know what? Thank you so much for taking time and having this conversation with us. Clearly, there are certain issues that if you are going to experience such, you can't just rely on this conversation. They need to literally come and sit down with you for you guys to break down what can be done in terms of the law. So how do they then get in touch with you if anybody needs legal advice?
Yes, we will be waiting for them at 18 Hans van Rensburg in Polokwane. Mm-hmm. And our telephone number is 015-880-0550. Our email is info@muhubapartners.co.za.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time and having this chat with me. Really do appreciate it. Listen, I'd like to find out from you, if you have ever been in a relationship where a person did not disclose a serious illness or a condition, and if so, how did you then find out? What steps did you take afterwards? Are you guys still together, or that was it for you? You can't be in a relationship with somebody with that condition, or somebody who can have the condition then lie to you about it. I'd like to know about it. And I'm going to tell you a bit of a story about a friend of mine who got into a relationship with a lady who had not disclosed that she's battling with severe depression and anxiety and has suicidal ideations. And it took that relationship on a roller coaster. I'm going to let you in, you know, a bit about it, because he did give me permission to share, provided that I do keep both of them anonymous. We'll talk about it shortly.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.